This week, the new U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan will be moving to Kabul. Zalmay Khalilzad is more than a diplomat. He's an Afghan native who has become one of the architects of President Bush's Afghan policy. Until this week, he's been working in Washington in the old executive office building, which is next door to the White House.
A great view, a nice balcony that I will miss this very much when I am in Kabul. It's a beautiful view of the West Wing and the White House, the residence. I think it's fair to say that the view will be very, very different in Kabul.
You'll be a little bit farther from the center of power, I would think, when you
A long way away from the center of power, yes.
In Khalilzad's new posting, a new government is struggling against local warlords, drug traffickers, and a resurgent Taliban. And nothing shows the peril of Khalilzad's new job quite so dramatically as his new address. The new ambassador will stay on the grounds of the embassy, behind a protective cordon of soldiers. Like other U.S. employees, he will live inside a steel shipping container that's been converted into living quarters.
It's not for the luxury of the living conditions that I'm going out there. I'll be living in a container.
What does it say about the security situation that you'll have to be living in a container in a secure area and not in a house out in Kabul someplace?
Says that Afghanistan is a dangerous place. There are people who do not wish us well, and you know, there are people I'm sure who particularly do not wish me well, given my involvement in our policy in Afghanistan and in other places. So one has to be careful. Some people say you cannot be careful enough.
Now, I read the transcript of your confirmation hearing.
Yeah.
Senator Joe Biden, raised the concern that Afghanistan could return to being a failed state. As you prepare to begin your ambassadorship, is that a real risk in your view?
I think there are many problems in Afghanistan, but of course there are many successes too. And if the balance shifts against success and in favor of the negative things that are part of the scene, it's a country in transition, then, of course, that's a possibility. But, of course, my job, my mission is to make sure Afghanistan succeeds. Those who carried out the attack on September the 11th used Afghanistan as their playground, and we don't want to go back to that.
I was reading that Australian authorities have said they will not assist in training Afghan military forces because they're too busy in Iraq. And I wonder if that small example does raise the question of whether you're going to be able to get enough aid from the international community for Afghanistan, given that even before there were appeals for Iraq, people were not coming up with as much money as they had originally pledged and as much assistance as they had pledged.
Percentage-wise, in Afghanistan, we're getting a lot more from others than we are in Iraq. And I have met with the officials from other countries, and I've told them that I see my mission in Afghanistan not only facilitating U.S. efforts in rebuilding Afghanistan, but if there is anything that I can do to facilitate their effort to rebuild Afghanistan, I would be at their service as well.
Can you tell me one thing that you want or desperately need from Pakistan in order for your job to go well?
Yes, I would like Pakistan to cooperate with us and end the use of Pakistani territory as a sanctuary by the Taliban. If the Taliban can train, arm in Pakistan and come across to kill Americans, kill Afghans, it's going to make it more difficult for me to succeed and for the Afghanistan to succeed.
Are there still some elements of the Pakistani security services that have continued to provide some kind of support or even just turned the other way from Taliban efforts?
Given what's happening, meaning increased cross-border activity from Pakistan into Afghanistan in the course of the last 2-3 months, somebody must be helping them. Somebody must be facilitating this. Somebody must be, at the minimum, looking the other way. Whatever it is, whether it's some part or the whole of the country that's doing that, it must stop.
That's Zalmay Khalilzad, the new U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. Though he's been traveling back and forth to that country as the president's special envoy, Khalilzad says he's never been able to revisit his childhood home in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif. He says he hopes to find that old home in the near future, if security permits.